This is David of Sparkle Stories, and welcome to the podcast. This week I am going to tell you a story from our Willoughby Tree series called Staying on the Path. It is a story about the value and benefit of finishing something that you have started. In this story, the magical willow tree takes Clancy and his younger brother Ty to the Camino in the mountains of northern Spain. It features a curious threesome of Spanish animals that have delightful advice for the two Willoughby boys. I hope you enjoy it. Staying on the Path. In the backyard of an ordinary house, on an ordinary street, in an ordinary town, there was once a most extraordinary tree. It was an enormous willow tree, and in the middle of its trunk there was a hole. Now, if you found yourself near that willow tree with a certain wonder stirring in your heart, you might notice a colorful sparkle coming from that hole. And what was that sparkle? An invitation to go somewhere long ago and far, far away. The Willoughby children, Piper, Clancy, and little Ty, recently moved to the ordinary house on the ordinary street. They loved their ordinary house with its wooden shutters and its straight sidewalk. They loved their ordinary backyard with its tidy gardens and its mowed grass. But more than anything, they loved the enormous willow tree. The willow tree always seemed to know how they felt and what sorts of things were happening in their lives. It's as if it could listen and understand. And then, in an unexpected moment, it would take them to some place magical, long ago and far away. It would take them on an adventure. Now, the three Willoughby children were all very different. Piper, who was 9 years old, loved action. She loved projects and adventures and new experiences. During the school year, she worked hard in all her classes and enjoyed nothing more than a challenge set by her teachers. Clancy, who was 6 years old, did not enjoy school as much as his sister. He thought school was just okay. He preferred to take his own time, and his favorite activities were often dreamy ones, like lying on the ground in his backyard and looking at the clouds overhead, or eating a handful of trail mix and trying to taste all the different ingredients. Little Ty, who was 3 and the youngest of the Willoughbys, was a little like his sister and a little like his brother, but also entirely himself. More than anything, Ty loved animals, especially the little ones. He had a special connection to the magical willow tree because it always took them to places where he could play with animals that he had never seen before. Recently, the Willoughby children had a lot of extra time together as they were on vacation from school. This was an especially happy time for Clancy and Ty, as they both liked long hours of play in their backyard or in their rooms. This vacation, Piper was also enjoying herself because she enrolled in a special program at the public library. She was to keep a list of all the books she read during vacation and then present the list to the head librarian when the program was complete. if she read a certain number of books, she received a special prize, a book of her choice. This was so exciting to Piper that she encouraged Clancy to join the program too. He saw the books that were the prizes and decided to sign up. Piper took him to the head librarian and helped him fill out a special sheet with his name and write down how many books he intended to read. Clancy saw that his sister chose 10 books, so he chose 10 books as well. Since he was just learning how to read, picture books were also part of the program. At the beginning, Clancy was just as excited as his sister. He took several books home, and the two of them snuggled together on the couch and read. After a few days, however, Clancy's excitement started to wane. He just wasn't feeling as motivated as before.
"I don't know if I want to do the program anymore," he announced one morning.
"But we just started," said Piper.
"I want to take a break from reading," replied Clancy, shuffling his feet.
"But you already read a bunch of books," said his sister from the couch. "And remember the sheet you signed at the library. If you just read a little bit every day, you'll be able to get a prize."
"I know, but 10 books is a lot of books."
"You can do it," added their mother. "And it feels so good to finish something. I always feel very satisfied when I finish something that I started."
Said Clancy as he lay down on the carpet. "Maybe tomorrow. I'm kind of tired."
Piper shrugged and then continued to read while their mother went into the kitchen to work on dinner. Little Ty, who had been drawing quietly at the dining room table, got up and went to the window. He thought he saw something sparkling, a bright green, in the backyard, and when he got closer, he smiled. It was exactly what he hoped it was. The hole in the willow tree was a sparkling green color, inviting them on an adventure. He walked over to Clancy, who was still on the carpet, and whispered in his ear,
"Adventure."
Clancy looked at Ty and smiled.
"Is there a sparkle in the hole in the tree?" he asked.
"Yeah,"
said Ty a little too loudly.
"Let's go, but
shh,"
said Clancy as he pointed to Piper, who was reading quietly on the couch.
"She's reading."
Then the two of them tiptoed into the mudroom and put on their outdoor shoes. They also brought along jackets, just in case. One never knew if the willow tree was going to take them to a hot place, or a cold place, or a wet place, or a dry place. They opened the mudroom door and walked into the backyard. As they approached the willow tree, little Ty stopped.
"Maybe Piper wants to come."
Said Clancy, looking at the window. "Let's let her read. She really wants to read a lot of books."
"Okay,"
said Ty, nodding his head. Then Clancy stepped up the first branch and helped Ty up to the second. When they both sat on the third branch, they smiled. It looked sunny in the hole, and Clancy could smell a slightly minty smell.
"I think it's going to be really nice in there," he said as he started crawling into the hole.
When he reached the other side, he stepped out onto a branch of a tall, strong oak tree on what looked like the side of a mountain. He stood on the branch for a while, marveling at the steep tree-covered slopes all around him, and then he saw a line of mighty oak trees that seemed to follow a rocky path below.
"I think that's a trail," said Clancy, pointing to the rocky path. "Let's go see."
The two of them made their way down the four thick branches all the way to the ground. They held hands as they wound around some big rocks down to the path. They could see that the path stretched in both directions and disappeared around the side of the mountain. There were more oak trees along the path and thick, scraggly bushes between big rocks.
"Where do we go?"
asked Little Ty.
"I'm not sure," said Clancy.
They stood still a few more moments and then heard some sounds behind them. They looked down the path and heard what sounded like footsteps or maybe hoof steps approaching. As the sound got closer, they realized that it was actually more than one creature. Little Ty held Clancy's hand a little tighter and then relaxed when a single rabbit turned the corner and appeared on the path well ahead of them.
"Just a bunny,"
said Little Ty quietly. A moment later, however, another creature turned the corner, and they knew right away that it was much bigger. First, they saw the arched horns, and then the mighty head of what looked like a tall, burly mountain goat.
"Oh, a goat,"
said Ty, relaxing once again. As he let go of Clancy's hand, they stepped back when a third creature turned the corner. This one wasn't a bunny or a goat or a sheep or even a horse. It was a creature that surprised them. It was a black bear. The bear lumbered forward, following the goat and the rabbit, and then all three stopped in front of Clancy and Ty.
"Buenos dias,"
said the rabbit. Clancy and Ty looked at each other, and then Clancy said,
"Excuse me?"
"Ah,"
said the rabbit.
"English. How do you do? You are pilgrims?"
Clancy was quiet a moment, and then he said,
"Hi. No. We're just two boys."
"Yes, boys,"
said the rabbit.
"But are you pilgrims on the Camino?"
Again, Clancy was quiet for a moment and then said,
"Camino?"
"The way," said the mountain goat. "The way to the end."
"The end of what?"
asked Clancy.
"Where you are going,"
said the goat with a smile.
"My friend speaks in riddles," said the black bear. "You must excuse him. It is his way of passing the time more lightly. We three are on a pilgrimage to the sea. It will be the end of a very long journey we committed to finish a long time ago."
"Oh," said Clancy. "How long have you been journeying?"
"Since we started,"
said the goat with a smile.
"Riddles," said the black bear again. "It has been weeks, months even. We have lost track. Would you like to join us for a while?"
Clancy looked at Ty, who nodded his head.
"Sure,"
he said, looking back to the bear.
"The little one can ride on my back,"
said the goat,
"and get a view from the clouds."
Little Ty nodded his head, but Clancy was confused.
"The clouds?"
he asked.
"Only joking,"
said the goat.
"When you have walked for as many miles as I have, you find ways to keep on the path and not give up. My way is riddles and jokes."
Then he bent his head down low enough for Ty to climb aboard. Ty held onto the goat's long horns and giggled when he lifted his head back up.
"Now you can see everything," said the goat.
"Some say it is the point of a pilgrimage,"
said the black bear,
"to find ways to finish what you start."
"I play tricks,"
said the rabbit with a sly smile.
That is how I keep myself on the path.
Yes, she does, said the black bear. Her name is Trastada, which means mischief, an apt name.
We all have our ways of finishing what we start, said Trastada's voice.
But when Clancy looked down at where she was walking, she was gone. He looked back and around and behind and then heard her giggling. He looked up and saw that she was now sitting behind Little Ty, balancing on the goat's back.
Her favorite prank, said the goat. My name is Ferme, which means steady and strong. But you see, sometimes being steady and strong is not enough when you are tired from a long day of walking. And I look to fun and frolic to help me on my way. Would you like to hear a joke?
Yes, said Clancy with a smile. I love jokes, said Little Ty.
Okay, so what did the chicken say when he was on the Camino through the mountains?
What?
Asked Clancy with delight.
I'm tired.
Little Ty started to laugh, but Clancy was confused.
I don't get it, he said.
I don't get his jokes either, said the black bear. But I am glad it helps him continue on. My name is Fabula, which means fable or story. I love my name because I love stories.
Me too, said Clancy happily.
Yes, said Fabula. So, when I am tired of walking and I think I cannot go on, I tell myself a story. Often, it is a story about the sea, what I think it will look like, and how I might feel when I see it.
She is a very good storyteller,
said Trastada, the rabbit's voice again. Clancy looked to the goat's back and saw that there was now only Little Ty there.
Over here,
said Trastada from the front of the line. Clancy turned around, and sure enough, there she was hopping along as if she had been there the whole time. The rabbit continued on with a satisfied grin. They all walked together for a bit, and then Ferme, the goat, asked,
Would you like to hear another joke?
Clancy and Little Ty both said,
Yes.
All right. So, a chicken and a duck are walking along the Camino together. And the chicken asks, Why did I come on this trip? The duck thinks about it and says, To get to the other side? And the chicken says, I can't remember. I'm too tired.
Again, Little Ty started to laugh happily, and Clancy looked over at the black bear.
See? Whispered the black bear. They don't make any sense to me either, but no matter. He's having a good time, no?
Clancy nodded. They continued on for a few more minutes and then came to where the path started to climb a bit steeper.
Okay. All right, said the black bear. This could be difficult. I think it's time for me to tell myself a story. Are you going to continue on with us?
Clancy looked at Ty and then said,
We had better get back home. My mother's making dinner.
Fabula, the black bear, nodded her immense head and said,
Very well. It was a pleasure to meet you. May you find your own way to stay on the path and finish the things that you start.
Thank you, said Clancy. I hope you get to the sea soon.
Our aim is not to get there soon, said Ferme the goat. Only to get there.
Riddles,
said Fabula the bear with a sparkle in her eye. And then the three kind pilgrims continued up the incline. Clancy and Little Ty took hands and headed back down the path. They walked quietly for a while, thinking about the bear and the goat and the rabbit, and remembered their silly pranks and jokes. Then, after a while, Little Ty said,
Want to hear a joke?
Sure,
said Clancy with a smile.
Knock, knock,
said Little Ty.
Who's there? Said Clancy.
I'm,
said Little Ty.
I'm who? Said Clancy.
I'm tired,
said Little Ty.
You tell jokes like Fermé, said Clancy, because I don't get it.
Then they both giggled. They walked a little further, and Little Ty asked,
When will we get to the tree again? I'm really tired now.
I don't know, said Clancy. Want me to tell you a story about what we might have for dinner?
Yeah,
said Little Ty happily. Then Clancy went on to describe a three-course meal featuring spaghetti and meatballs, Little Ty's favorite dinner, followed by twice-baked potatoes, Clancy's favorite dinner, and finishing up with stir-fry, Piper's favorite dinner. Clancy was about to describe dessert when they reached the tree.
That was fast,
said Little Ty.
And we made it back, said Clancy.
They climbed up a few branches, and then Little Ty went through the hole first. Clancy followed and felt the warm air of their backyard on his cheeks.
Back home,
he said quietly as he stepped out onto the branch. The two of them walked to the back door and entered quietly together. Clancy peeked out and saw that Piper was still on the couch reading. He could also hear their mother working in the kitchen, and he smelled the food cooking. It smelled like lasagna. He loved lasagna. While Little Ty skipped off to his room to play by himself, Clancy joined Piper on the couch. He grabbed one of his books and opened it.
Are you going to read? She asked. I'm going to finish what I started, he said with a smile. But first, want to hear a joke?
Sure, said Piper, looking up from her book.
Knock, knock, said Clancy.
Who's there?
Asked Piper.
Read,
said Clancy.
Read who?
Asked Piper.
Read another book, said Clancy proudly.
Piper looked at him for a while and then said,
I don't get it.
That's okay,
said Clancy, who then looked down at his own book. Piper shrugged and looked at hers. And then brother and sister read happily on the couch together.
This has been an original story from our Willoughby Tree series, copyright 2013. If you would like to listen to more stories about Piper, Clancy, and Little Ty, go to sparklestories.com, where you will find many, many, many more. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.